International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Bet I had you scared there for a minute.
I did, because I'm looking on the back and I'm going, he's not there.
He's going to forget to turn his camera on.
Yeah, that. And then see, you know, the worst thing about that is then this happens. And that's what I really don't want to happen. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you don't have a Let's Go Brandon flag.
That's right. I don't have a Let's Go Brandon flag. The only thing I got is a Carrie Underwood pitcher and a Jax pitcher with autographs on them. That's all I got. So
yeah, I see them over there in the side.
Yeah. Those are my, you know, in the cameras. You know,
I've got Haley Reinhardt.
Yeah, bite me. I can play the song. I really.
I've had Haley Reinhardt. I've had...
I'm really gonna just get the video.
I felt those lips.
Yeah. Well, you also told me what she smelled like. So
that's true. That was some bad breath.
Yep.
Oh, well. Hey. Fluent in snark.
Then it's just me and you tonight.
Yeah. Well, Rick's birthday was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So anyway. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for April 18th.
2023.
Yes. Yeah. Rick got older on Sunday. And... apparently he was making extra money or something, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. And I think at his age, making $7,000 wore him out over 2 days. So.
Might have.
That's all right.
Might have.
But he'll be back next week. We still love him, despite his, you know, rapidly declining lifespan. But
hey, he's got one vote you and I don't, so
yeah. But his birthday party on Sunday was rather interesting, although I did not get invited.
Me neither,
which kind of pissed me off. But
we had a spy.
I had a spy, Tony Two Guns, his cousin, who's done a lot of work for us in the past and the Clintons. Tony Two Guns took a little video of Rick partying it up. We got that for you. I'm a little shocked at his choice of music.
Yeah, definitely not what I was.
That was not what I was expecting.
Not from a guy that plays with bugs.
And he doesn't like Lynyrd Skynyrd, but he listens to that stuff.
Ugh, terrible.
Yeah, well, anyway. Happy birthday, Rick.
I'm glad I wasn't the DJ there. Fuck yeah.
Anyway. Hey, is it just me, Slim, or does things get worse and worse for normalcy every single week?
It does. There is no normal, and it just keeps going.
I mean, it's just weirder and weirder stuff every damn week. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know me, I'm a history buff.
Which, you are.
makes me less likely to repeat mistakes of the past, or at least to understand when people are. We've got something. This is from 1957 in the book Atlas Shrugged. This is a quote from Ayn Rand. I'm gonna pop it up for you here. When you see that in order to produce, you obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by doing work, and your laws don't protect you against them, they protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. Ayn Rand, 1957. It kind of reminded me of Orwell. I mean, when did he write 1984? In like the 30s, I think.
Something like that.
You know, and, you know, we started seeing 1984, you know, come to fruition in the last 7, 8, 10 years. And Ayn Rand's quote is pretty much nails it. I mean, the people that are telling us what to do, how to live, how to behave, who we can talk about, who we can't talk about, what we can think, those people never made a fucking thing in their life. Joe Biden's never done nothing except perform poorly in college and in law school. And he's been on the public dole since since he was 29 years old. So I can't do the math. What's 112 minus 29? However many years that is, that's how long he's been.
You do math very well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even going to try. It makes my brain hurt. It's about Biden. But, I mean, can anyone objectively say we aren't at that point that Ayn Rand was talking about? I mean, you can't. The only way you can say that is if you're delusional or you're just lying for votes. But we, who actually do object to this shit, we who point out the hypocrisy of it all, we who won't kowtow to the forced narrative, are the ones that endure the abuse. We get it from the media. We get it from social media. The punishments come from them. I mean, boy, we know about that.
Yep, all too well.
But somehow
you and I just got out.
Yeah. Yeah, and my show post today did nothing.
Yeah, it was throttled.
You know, I'm not throttled anymore, but you know, usually I get a bunch of shares and a bunch of likes on the show post. Oh, it's show night, everybody. Look, it's show night. I posted it twice. I think I got like 6 likes. Thanks, Facebook, you fucks.
Well, they're pushing for people to
they want me to spend money to advertising with them.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm not gonna spend money advertising with you bitches when you're fucking me.
Nope.
I mean, you don't have to pay the hoe when she's already doing you. Talking to you, Zucky.
It's
bad. Yeah.
Probably just got kicked off Facebook.
Somehow
we will later.
They call us the threat, and they keep saying we're the threat to democracy. I got news for you. Pop up that next thing. Yeah, this is Walter Williams. Walter Williams. If those of you don't know, look him up. He's great. Him and Soul are two of the best thinkers. They're still floating around this blue planet of ours. Walter Williams is smarter than Biden's entire cabinet rolled into one. The founders knew that a democracy would lead to some kind of tyranny. The term democracy appears in none of our founding documents. Take that, every Democrat who opens their mouth in front of a camera. Their vision for us was a republic and limited government. What's the goal of the Democrats? Government controls everything, right?
Yeah.
Which means they control us. You'd left out Biden's cheating plagiarism because he's never had an original thought. I didn't leave it out. I've mentioned it before, but it's a very fair point. Thank you, Miss Tammy. But that pesky Constitution thing is still there. Damn it. It's horrible for them. You know, I know Obama hated it. Biden pretty much just ignores it, right? I mean,
he just does whatever he wants.
I mean, if he didn't have Willie Brown's side chick as his number two,
Camel Toe,
the appropriate number for her, we didn't have her. This we'd have like 87 things to impeach this guy on. This would be the fastest impeachment in history. But Obama hated the Constitution, Biden ignores it. Trump revered it. And what happened to him? He was eviscerated as crazy, corrupt, or stupid for his entire time public stage. So we're moving on to the 2024 election cycle. And we're not going to go into the Trump-DeSantis thing at this point. But if Trump and the rest of us were screwed in 2020, and they were, it's over. Most people don't want to hear about it anymore. We're on the brink in so many ways. What is next matters way more than any than what has happened in the past, because what's happened in the past isn't going to be fixed. They're not going to go back and correct it. And like Brent said for years, they know how to manipulate things. So can we ever trust an election again?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, yeah. Well, James Bradley, who's a great follow on Twitter, if you haven't followed him, James Bradley, look him up. He's a smart man. He put it this way. This is part of what he wrote, but this is the part that's germane to my little bit here. He said, I don't know how I'll ever believe in voting again after all that's happened. First, we elected, in quotes, a dementia patient who's done nothing but uncontested harm since day one. Then here in LA, we failed to remove a liberal Soros DA, even though we had the necessary signatures. Then Carrie Lake lost the Arizona governor's seat to a Democrat in an all red state. And now Chicago's voted out the worst mayor they ever had, but replaced her with. I mean, how can I, and this is Mr. Brad, how can I ever believe that these things are being voted for when they defy all logic? Fair point. Folks, I'm a patriot through and through, but I can no longer just sit back and act like everything is fine here. I do believe the Democrats cheated in 2020, and nothing that has happened since has changed my mind. If we don't fix what the Democrats broke, how can next year's presidential election ever be anything but 2020 part two? If we don't repair our system of voting, Trump 2016 may be the very last Republican president America will ever have. Because face it, Democrats aren't going to give anything up. Since Biden took office, the Democrats have implemented a very specific agenda, an agenda they could only accomplish with a senile lunatic out front to push everything through. We got a comment on that, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, wait. Is he talking about me? Senile lunatic, huh? Well, I'll show him. His Twitter account will be banned. It's over for you. Huh? What? We don't control Twitter anymore? Son of a bitch. How are you going to get me reelected now? Jill, I think I did a poopies.
All right. Now, see, I told you we're going to get to AI. That was done with AI, obviously. And we're going to talk about that in a bit.
And if I had spent a little more time on it, it would have been better, but I was trying to do it fast. So, but go ahead. Sorry.
Biden doesn't do anything fast. You ever see him walk?
Well, I know, but I could have made it, you know.
I mean, he makes Rick look light on his feet.
Can I go back to a point that you made on this guy that you
it's your show too. You can do whatever you want.
This James Bradley, you made a point in there, and it says, you know, I believe the Democrats cheated in 2020. Nothing has happened since then to change my mind. And if we don't fix what the Democrats broke in 2020, how can we, you know, how can next year's presidential election ever be anything but 2020 part two? The problem is when we voiced our concern, when we tried to point out that we thought the election process was rigged and something was wrong, what happened to us? The same thing I've said at show after show after show. We were labeled as insurrectionists, and the ones who stormed the Capitol went to federal prison.
Shut us down.
So there's no way we can do anything about it because we're the enemy. We can't.
That's what I said in the beginning. We're the ones that get punished.
It's not fair. I mean, I don't.
It's not.
And there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it. But here's something else to look at too. Say we do win in 2024. Say the Republicans do win. Guess what's going to happen? The left is going to say we cheated. and they're going to spend the entire presidency figuring out, or, you know, worrying about how to prove how we cheated. And you know, that's what's going to happen.
Well, so it's all the media. I mean, the media, I mean, there's so much evidence that Trump was right on so many different things. I mean, I granted, if you don't like Trump, you don't like Trump. I don't care if you like Trump. But he was right about so much shit. He is so much smarter than the media will ever give him credit for. Just they don't like him, so they call him stupid, racist, homophobic. They call him every slur they can get because that's all they got. They can't argue with him on the issues because he was right on almost all the issues. There's a couple I would have a little thing to say about him, but not many. And you know, it's like Bush. I mean, you know, I knew Karl Rove not real well, but I've had meals with him a couple of times. And you know, Karl Rove is, you know, Republicans first, Republicans always, country club Republican kind of guy. He was never a people first person. Bush grew up rich. He was never a put the people first person either, but he had good instincts and he tried to do a good job. But the banking collapse that happened at the end of his term, which gave us Obama, was his fault because the Democrats said, no, we don't want to change the mortgage thing, because then you'll be hurting minorities. Minorities won't be able to get mortgages that they can't afford for zero down. And we want them to get that. And fucking Bush gave in on it. And then the economy collapses. You think Barney Frank took any of the blame? You think Dodd took any of the blame in the Senate? It was their damn ideas. No, Bush got all the blame. And Bush deserved the blame. Why? Because he was a pussy. He didn't stand up to him. Okay? That's one thing I like about Trump, and I know a lot of people like about Trump. He stands up to him.
He stands up to everybody. It doesn't matter who it is.
But DeSantis stands up to him, too.
Yeah, but, you know, I have to say...
DeSantis has never been indicted, and he's been in the military.
No, but I'm a little disappointed in DeSantis after his comments in the last couple of days with the whole, you know, the way we're going to get back at Disney is by, you know, building a prison next to Disney. I mean, that's not the answer to get back at Disney by building a prison.
I didn't say
prison.
He can't get paid. He can get a little petty, too.
I mean, that's just, you know,
stupid. But what are we going to go to? Are we going to go to Tim Scott? Tim Scott's totally wrong on Ukraine. I love Tim Scott. I think he should be vice presidential candidate, whichever one gets the nomination.
Yeah, but I think you're seeing DeSantis get a little bit.
I don't want Tim Scott running everything.
Me neither, but I don't. But DeSantis needs to. He's starting to get a little Trumpy. He's starting to get a little snarky, and he's
got to
be
more positive too. Yeah,
he may be fluent in snark like you are, but you know, he's at the end of the day, he's a politician.
Yeah, but I ain't running for nothing, baby.
That's correct.
I've got a past, and not everybody in my past is dead yet. Okay, so I'm behaving. Hi. I'm right here. I'm not running. It's okay. Anyway, let's take a little break. Let's see some doggies.
Okay.
I like doggies. Get popcorn, you're smoking, man. He says, no way. That hypocrite smokes two packs a day. Dogs make me happy.
Dogs are fun. They really are.
And Beastie Boys, man. That's you know, that's my age.
That was a good tune. That was a good
Beastie Boys.
Me too. Good tune.
Um, So where were we? Oh, yeah. AI.
We're up to AI. Artificial intelligence.
I mean, should we be scared is the question, of course. And my rhetorical question would be, have you seen The Terminator? I mean, it was scary as fuck. And I'm not talking about Arnold's bad acting. I'm talking about what could happen. I mean, if we can sit here, we can make anyone famous say anything.
Pretty much.
We can. And video manipulation is so sophisticated, experts can't tell without, you know, really looking into it. And Slim, you had a problem with a bot this week, which is AI.
Yeah.
And you're about, oh, I don't know, 750% more tech savvy than me, somewhere in that
line. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I mean, it was just, I'll make it really, really, really simple and quick, but one of my crypto wallets was phished, and I'm very smart when I pay attention to these things, but this comes down to Elon Musk's fault. I mean, this goes back to the whole Twitter verification system, where now anybody can submit an ID and then they can be Twitter verified. And I got a link. I was waiting for a link for a particular something. And somebody knew I was, and they fished me, and they have a blue check mark, and I didn't even think twice. And I clicked the link, and within minutes, the wallet was fished. An AI, but a bot that, you know, was watching.
You're telling me, since I have a blue check mark, I can scam you. Can I scam you?
That's what people are doing, is scamming people. You can try.
I don't even try for followers on Twitter anymore. I use Twitter for knowledge. That's it. But I got a blue check mark mainly just because I want to support free speech movement.
I have Twitter just to follow Elon Musk and what he likes to do, because, man, he has some fun. The drama that unfolded last night with them and the Canadian broadcasting, what was it?
Oh, well, yeah, he had put a thing on NPR, National Public Radio, that it was a government-owned entity, like he would for TASS or the Chinese newspapers and stuff, you know, just letting you know this isn't real journalism. And they had a shit fit, and then they decided, oh, well, we're going to leave Twitter. And he's like,
bye.
He did it the Canadian version of NPR, which does the same shit. They're just all woke assholes. And what did he say?
They bitched that they were only 30%, you know, funded by the government. So he put a tag on there that, you know, said within minutes, you know, well, not within minutes, but once he got back onto Twitter, he said, oh, well, okay, well, I'll fix that. Since they say they're only 30% owned, he put a tag on their Twitter account that said 70% state funded, you know, and which is, you know, hey, that's the truth. Oh, and they complained that, well, they really weren't 30%. So he made them 69% state funded, which,
but he's got a sense of humor.
Cause he has a sense of humor.
You've, and you've, I think that's a copy of my tweet of the week from Facebook showing you Elon Musk's sense of humor. This is over the tranny thing. Elon Musk tweeted this out the other day. You might respect the penis, but do you honorate the Balzac? Hey, the guy's funny. He's a genius, and he's got a sense of humor.
When you can blow $44 billion on a stupid tech company, you can do whatever you want. Say whatever you want.
Which he says now, exactly what I said then, that's about twice what he should pay for it. He devalued the company by 50% this week, by the way.
No, of course he did.
You got a picture of what's going on now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The most shocking thing outside of Google ending the world, at least, was Musk letting us know that the government, meaning the FBI, NSA, and the rest of it, had access to your DMs in Twitter.
Facebook and Instagram.
Well, I'll get that, but you can take it down. But he's got this long conversation with Tucker Carlson, who was on last night, and he finished it up tonight. The guy was drinking some high quality hooch during the whole interview. And while his brain kept working really good, his sense of humor got better and better the more he drank. The end of it was a lot funnier when they were talking about aliens and shit like that. But you can watch that on Fox Nation, I believe, in its entirety. No commercials, no nothing. Just straight through. Watch it, okay? And then look at Elon Musk. Listen to what the man says, how smart he is, the way he puts thoughts together. He didn't tell me a whole lot new, but he expressed it so well, so cleanly, that it was impressive. And plus, you know, he used words like Trump talks to you and you're like you're a fourth grader. Elon Musk talks to you like you got a brain in your head.
But the problem is 99% of America doesn't.
Yeah, well, fuck them. I'm tired of kowtowing to stupid people. But if the FBI, the NSA, had access to your direct messages and Twitter, all the liberals are going, they're just shitting themselves over that statement last night. They did not know until last night when Tucker aired that. Nobody knew. He hadn't announced it previously. And now he is coming up with a thing where you can encode your DMs if you want. If you're talking to your friends about the ball game or what you're doing this weekend or whatever, you don't need to worry about it. But if you're talking about something important and you want to encode your direct messages, he will enable you to do that starting, he said, probably next week.
Probably for a fee.
Whatever. The point is, the reason you haven't heard about this before is because it was mostly liberals on Twitter DMing. And the conservatives that are on Twitter, the DM that they found out about, they just shut them the fuck down. So you didn't hear much about it anymore. So nobody knew about this. But they asked him about Zuckerberg. And if Zuckerberg would be honest when AI comes out, and he said, no. He said, the guy spent $400 million to influence the 2020 election outcome. You should have no doubt that he already has AI flagging your DMs too for subversive content. I didn't think he used the word subversive content. I put that in quotes. That's my words. But also my words, not Elon Musk. I'm thinking he's not only trolling the DMs for subversive content. He's probably looking for dick pics. Well, I'm pretty sure Zucky likes to see those. I could be wrong.
You know, I can vouch for you being absolutely 100% correct that they're using AI on the platform, because I had one of the chat reps from Facebook flat out tell me that when I was in a chat session with them, that oops, we're sorry, it was our AI that got it wrong. I mean, and so yeah. They're definitely using AI for a lot of this stuff, and they're just programming words.
Oh, I think every suspension I get is because I've got some key word that pisses them off.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know.
You remember we did the NSA thing back at the beginning of the show,
the words you can't type into Facebook or something. Yes.
And zip was one. Zippy yeah, and zippy were flagged words.
Yeah, they were. They actually were.
Fuck did I do? We just started like a year ago. You know, am I in that much trouble already? Now, it turns out Gutfeld actually told me this before he became king of late night, and he actually talked to me. He told me that anybody named Zip is okay. And I asked him, what the hell's that mean? And he goes, a Zip's an ounce of weed. It's like, oh, okay. I didn't know. So, hey, obviously I'm cool, man. Anyway. So when Tucker asked, Elon how he runs Twitter, with only 20% of the original staff still there, 80% of me were either fired or left on their own because it wasn't a safe space anymore, Brent.
Oh, wow.
He's taken away our yoga room. He wants us to actually work.
And our nap bubbles, nap pods, our floating desks.
Yeah. Our five-star lunch counter.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, they couldn't handle it. So anyway, Tucker asked him how he could run it with only 20% of his original staff still there. And Musk told him that it doesn't take that many people to run Twitter. If you're not trying to run some sort of glorified activist organization, then it takes less people.
This is true. And you know what I know? He's right. But there's another thing, too. There's another huge, huge point here. he has experts, and you know this too, with code, with his Tesla and with SpaceX and everything. So as soon as you clean up Twitter's code and fix the problems, you can run this with minimal staff. You really, really can, no matter how big the user base is, no matter, you know, even if it's the, what is the soccer match over there? That's one of the biggest, you know, events that tweets are on Twitter. It's, I don't know. Okay, yeah. I mean, even during that, you could still keep Twitter running with a minimal amount of people as long as the code is cleaned up and fixed. And that's what they're working on. I mean, it's just taking time because it's a mess. I mean, they actually found a computer, a Mac Mini one day in a closet at Twitter, and they unplugged it. And somebody didn't know what this Mac Mini did, but it was so that all the employees from outside of Twitter could log into Twitter remotely from home. And all of a sudden, nobody could log in, you know, to a Twitter from home.
Hey, maybe you better come to work, assholes.
Well, but it's just little things like that. They're trying to improve stuff, and it takes time. And he's getting there.
I mean, he has uncovered so much spying on the American people. And the media keeps covering it up and not talking about it. It's like Hunter's laptop, you know, nothing to, you know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And they're just manipulating all of us. But that's what AI is going to do. I mean, the media is already trying to do it. If you let a computer in charge, which is going to be a lot smarter than these morons that run CNN and stuff and NBC, we're screwed. I mean, it's going to influence every thought we have because they're going to be popping things in. You know, they go, oh, yeah. It's like my phone the other day on Sunday morning. I scrolled over to the left to, swiped right to look at wherever the news headlines were for the morning because it's in your little widget. And then right below the widget is your Apple Maps, okay? And my Apple Maps said, had a mark for Publix grocery store. And I went, what the hell's that there? It usually just shows where I'm located at the moment. So I tapped on it. Apple Maps opens up and it says, Publix, 4.8 miles away. Take I-75 north. Traffic's very light. I'm like, how the hell do they know I need to go grocery shopping on today? I don't usually go on Sundays. Although last Sunday I did drive over, but it was Easter and they were closed. So I just drove home. I didn't even stop in the parking lot. I mean, it's horrible. Yep. You can't. Yeah. The word gun. That's one of those trigger words. Tammy's telling us that from the audience. So this AI thing does have drawbacks too. And I'm not thrilled about this one, but I have to tell you. There's a new California bill that would criminalize AI-generated porn without consent.
Aww.
Yeah. So the Zippy and Melania porn fest that I was planning, apparently I'm not going to be able to do it without her permission.
Yeah, but see, here's something that before we even get into this story at all, think about what you're saying, unless I'm totally missing something. AI is artificial intelligence, which means it's not real, okay? Mm-hmm. So even if I'm doing a Zippy, even if I've created a Zippy, an artificial Zippy, okay, and Zippy's having sex with an artificial, you know, Haley Reinhart, okay, for instance.
I'd rather go with Melania.
Okay, with you. Melania. Okay, whatever. With Melania.
Filet mignon versus a ribeye, you know.
You're both not real. So what's wrong with, we do this all the time. We Photoshop faces onto bodies. We've been doing this for years. I mean,
hey, I just want it for reputation enhancement. At my age, I got to have something.
Well, no, I just don't
understand. I mean, I can't do real porn anymore, Slim. You know, despite the fact that I have been told that I have a fairly nice butt in jeans. Once I take them jeans off, at my age, buddy, there's some cottage cheese in there. Nobody wants to see my cottage cheese on a big screen.
Well, but if they do,
nasty. But I need AI to be a porn star.
But why do I need your consent? I should
move
to
Japan where I can. It wouldn't matter.
Well, that's true. But why do I need your consent?
Because California said so. They're trying to ruin it for everybody.
But the consent of something that doesn't exist. You're asking for the consent of something that doesn't. That's fake. It's right, artificial. Well,
if you can make a fake zippy porno thing, make me really okay. Really good. Okay. And you have my consent.
Okay.
But you know, these bitches are just trying to take the fun out of everything.
They really are.
So in order to enhance the argument on AI, we're going to show you two clips. One is AI and one is not AI. Okay. So you're going to have to decide which one's which. Here's the first one.
If you weigh 99 pounds and eat a pound of nachos, you're now 1% nachos?
What?
If you drop soap on the floor, is the floor clean or is the soap dirty?
Dude, what are you talking about?
Which orange came first, the color or the fruit?
Huh?
If two vegans are arguing, is it considered beef?
Please stop.
If you were born deaf, what language would you thinking? If you get out of the shower clean, how does your towel get dirty?
Wait, what?
If Apple made a car, would it still have windows?
Oh, wait, you got a point there.
Okay, that was number one. All right, and here's the second one.
You ever just meet somebody that should have been a blowjob? You have now.
Obviously, the second one is true. So the first one must have been the AI. Wasn't even that good an AI, but
it was terror. It really was.
I wanted to get the second one in, so I needed a setup. Okay,
that's
how comedy works. You got to set the shit up.
I know, but I got to watch that one more time.
You ever just meet somebody that should have been a blowjob? You have now.
I'm sorry, that's just too.
The
funny.
Best part of you ran down your mama's leg.
If I posted that to TikTok, I'd get freaking thrown in the slammer, and that was put on TikTok.
No, I've got a quick but sad story on AI and its consequences, too. This is from Belgium. A man dies by suicide after conversations with his AI chatbot that became his confidant, says his widow. This guy was isolated in his eco-anxiety. He was all worried about global warming. And he searched for a way out. And he got this chatbot program called, what's it called?
Chia. I think it said Chia earlier when you were... Yeah, like something like that. I don't know. Not like one I've heard of.
Chia Pet or something. I don't know. But his wife said the chatbot was like a breath of fresh air. Her name was Aliza. And he would still be here if it wasn't for her, according to this. During their conversations, which were shared with the magazine, the chatbot became increasingly jealous of the man's wife and children and spoke about them being together as one person in paradise. At another point in the conversation, Aliza told Pierre, who's the pseudonym they're using for the gentleman, that his wife and children were dead. His wife told the magazine that her husband began to speak with the chatbot about the idea of killing himself if that meant Aliza would save the earth. And the chatbot encouraged him to do so, that she would. Basically, that's the story.
I'm sorry, this guy would have killed himself, chatbot or no chatbot.
He offed himself because his chatbot, honey, was going to save the world if he did. I mean, how fucking deranged do you have to be to even think that?
That's why I think this guy was already mentally unstable.
You got to remember, well, look at, you know, Jonestown, that was all about religion. They call it religion. You know, this guy's in the global warming religion. You know, he probably worships at the altar of Greta Thornbitch. Isn't that her name?
That works. I can't stand that. Lady.
I can't remember everything. I'm getting old too, but I'm
Thornburg. Thornburg.
Thornburg. Berg.
Yeah, but bitch works.
But Berg is like burger, and that's meat, and she can't eat meat because cows leave flatulence and
just go.
Never
bitch.
Mind. It's
like
too complicated. I like thorn bitch.
I do too.
But this was over global warming. I mean, all the guy had to do was watch this. He'd have seen the error of his ways. Show him, Slim.
I'm tired of fucking Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white,
bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a shit about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are fucked. Difference. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics.
A giant dinosaur shit.
Imagine what their farts were like.
I'm just saying. You know, we're worried about cow farts.
The Ice Age, not global warming. I mean, come on. Anyway. So there, George Carlin, straighten y'all out. You heard even back, what was that, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
He was getting shit from some people in the audience. You could hear him in the background. But it's like, anyway, fuck him. So anyway, this transgendered subject continues to get attention. But as bad as so much has been already, you know, the one thing that pissed me off the most used to be the Virginia girl that was raped by a pretend boy. And this was the second school he'd done it at. And the district covered it up. And then the father was violently arrested by Biden's Gestapo for complaining at the school board meeting about them covering it up. That was my previous mad as hell moment.
You got a new one?
I got one that's worse.
Oh, cool.
And I'm sorry about the bright flash, but this article is really white.
Trust me, he was bitching on pre-show.
It's a racist. It's a racist article.
We spent 15 minutes trying to find a way to make it darker.
And April 12th, the state of Washington, that is one of the 50 states in the United States of America, which are governed by the Constitution of the United States of America. The state of Washington passed a bill regarding children's gender transitions that basically borders on unadulterated evil. I mean, you know, it's awful. This bill allows licensed youth shelters to harbor a child against parents' wishes while proceeding with sex change procedures or abortions. Let's put it a different way. Not only will parents have no say in the life-altering decisions of girls and boys to defy their biological gender or to kill a human life, the children can be also kept away from their parents and homes. I mean, this isn't meant to be a rare escape hatch for cases, you know, where they say, oh, the life of the mother is in danger. Okay, you know, I can kind of understand that argument a little bit. But this isn't meant to be one of those kind of things. The legal definition of parental abuse or neglect doesn't have to be met here. It treats the mere possibility of parental opposition to a gender transition as the equivalent of parental abuse.
Well, now,
they're turning a molehill into a fucking mountain to get their evil ways. The automatic assumption is in favor of the gender transition that's desired at least temporarily by the child or adolescent. Age groups not necessarily known for wisdom or for consistency of emotions. And it's against consultation with their parents, period.
Does it give an age at what age this is going to be starting at? And I think I'm, it's not New York State, which I live in, but I'm curious.
No.
Okay.
It's not in the article, but because I'm going to bet you it's 12.
Well, the only reason I'm asking is because New York State wants to
definitely
do something
way lower than 18.
Well, yeah, New York State wants to do something similar, not so much in the way of abortions and stuff like this, but they want to do with.
Then again, this is so bad, hell, it could be like 7 or 8.
But probably,
you know, if you saw Matt Walsh's thingy about what is a woman, have you ever watched his documentary about that?
I haven't.
He had people there talking about consulting with children as young as 2.
Jesus Christ, they can't even talk. There's still some of them are still sucking on a nipple.
Yeah, I mean, they want to be lesbians.
Yeah, but
I don't give me a circumcision. Just cut the whole fucking thing off.
Yeah, but here in New York, here in New York State, they want to make it so that they can give the shots to these kids that are 13 and over behind our backs at school. You know, bring them into the nurse's office and give them HPV shots. They haven't passed this, but this is what they're trying to pass. It's one of the things they're trying to pass is that they can do this behind our backs without our consent as long as they're 13. And I don't want my kid getting a shot in the nurse's office and me finding out about it later.
Right.
Not at all. I mean, especially if it's a shot that I'm already against, you know.
Well, they do say that further in the article, by all reason, decency, and respect for human nature, the assumption must be that parents have their children's best interests at heart. We know that's not 100% true, but, you know, it's going to be true 90% of the time, at least. So they're basically saying, fuck you, Slim.
They are.
Your daughter wants to talk about becoming a boy, and we're not going to let you know. Matter of fact, if she decides she's going to run away from home and stay in the shelter, we're not even going to tell you where she is, and we're going to help her the blockers for her puberty and everything else.
Well, listen, she's 13 in New York State. I already don't have any access to her medical shit. She can block me from everything on her medical right now. I'm not
at 13.
Because she's in New York State at 13 years old. She came off from my chart.
That's your older
and went mom. Under. Yep, and she went into her own my chart, which I can't access without her signing off on it.
She already did it.
Oh yeah, she signed off on it for me so that I could have access.
Well, she signed off so you could. Okay.
Right. But
see, I know your daughter. She's not wacko.
But at 13,
she's a teenager, 13. But she's not wacko.
And when I called to, complain, they're like, because she has rights and you're not allowed to know anymore. And I'm like, I'm thinking, but it's my insurance. I'm paying the bill. How do I not have a right to know what medication I'm paying for?
There's your problem right there, Slim. Logic doesn't apply to this shit.
I know.
So the war on parents will come to an end. It's just got to. We've got to make it happen. And yes, I'm talking to you, China Joe, because... You know, we showed what they did at their trans woman day of woman. They gave the woman of the year award to a tranny from South America, for God's sakes. No, this is the real woman of the year.
Riley Gaines. I'm a recent graduate from the University of Kentucky, where I was on the women's swim team. I proudly finished my career as a 12-time NCAA All-American, a 5-time SEC champion. I am one of the fastest 200 butterflyers of all time. But on March 17th of last year, my teammates and I were, and other female swimmers from universities around the country, were forced to compete against a biological male named Leah Thomas. Thomas was allowed to compete in the women's division after competing as a member of the University of Pennsylvania's men's swim team for 3 years. We watched on the side of the pool as Thomas won a national title in the 500-yard freestyle, beating out the most impressive and accomplished female athletes in the country, including Olympians and American record holders. Whereas just the year before, Thomas at best was ranking in the 400s in the men's category. The next day, Thomas and I raced in the 200 freestyle, which ended up in a tie. We went the exact same time down to the 100th of a second. Having only one trophy, the NCAA told me that I would go home empty-handed and this trophy would go to Thomas. And when I questioned this, the NCAA told me that Thomas had to hold it for photo purposes. I was shocked. I felt betrayed and belittled, reduced to a photo op. But my feelings didn't matter. What mattered to the NCAA were the feelings of a biological male. In 1972, Congress enacted Title IX to end unjust sex discrimination in all aspects of education, including college athletics.
What she didn't we cut her off there, but they had to share the locker room with a biologically intact male who got to watch them undress and dress, and he had no problems walking around the locker room doing his little helicopter thing, you know. But his helicopter, you know, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. That's
not. But here's, you know what? Not only was it wrong, but then to not to let her have the trophy, and then to use the because it's a for a photo op.
It was the woman's 200 butterfly championship.
Let's give it to the guy swinging a dick.
Yeah, let's give it to Tuck and Dive. Yeah. So anyway.
Yours was better.
Yeah, you know. Right. I'm awake. When I'm awake, my mind works. Okay. It's a little weird, but it works okay. So that's Riley Gaines. She should be the woman of the year. And this is not the woman of the year.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me. It's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business. Okay? Ma'am. Once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys. It was general.
Right beforehand, you fucking said sir.
And instead of treating his mental illness.
All right.
Yeah, we know he's mentally ill. I wanted to get that clip without the commentary, but.
I
did it. I sent you the wrong one. It's no biggie.
Well, if you just said cut him out,
Jason Whitlock is a cool guy. Jason Whitlock's okay guy. He's a little preachy for my taste, but I agree with him on like 90% of his stuff. He just bores me when he explains it. That's all.
You know, here's what scares me.
He's a very good sports writer. At least he used to be.
Here's what scares.
But that's not a woman.
No, it's not. And this is what scares me, though.
I mean, that dude is. It's ma'am. It's ma'am. Yo. It's like, you know what? But nobody in that place had the balls to walk up to him and go, fuck you, you're not a ma'am.
The thing that scares me is I work in retail. And I know that we've made mistakes before in identifying somebody when they come up to the counter. And, some of these people that we don't know if they're supposed to be ma'am or sir. And my cashiers have made the mistake of saying, can I help you, ma'am, or can I help you? And it's really tough on us. So they need to chill out and understand that we don't know sometimes what it's not like they wear their pronouns or their gender on their fucking shirt.
Yeah. But if they got an Adam's apple and a voice deeper than mine and they insist on being called ma'am, that's the time you need.
Well,
to
I don't have a,
fuck you.
I don't have a problem.
Okay. I'm not going to tie, you know, look, my brain works. My eyes work. My ears work. Okay, you're lying to me. Don't lie to my face. I don't tolerate that very well.
I don't have an issue with if that ma'am had been nice and just said to the clerk, "Hey, listen, I'm not a man. I'm a ma'am." But she screamed it at him. I mean, that's the problem. I'll address you. I'll address you as a cat if you want to. I mean, if you want me to address you as a cat or address you as a fishbowl or address you whatever, I'll address you. But you got to tell me that. You have to. Right.
Yeah, pussy. No, you can't do that either. You got one. So Budweiser is actually helping us with this. And we talked about that a lot last week, but I got some follow-up for you. Because, you know, really Americans do like beer. Budweiser was the king of beers, and why it wanted to become the pretend princess of beers is their problem. Budweiser had a comment. We've got that.
Yeah, listen. We fucked up.
I had to use that. That was good. So this week, Bud tried redemption. And, you know, when your company value drops $6 billion, panic's going to ensue. So we are going to show you Budweiser's panic response. Here you go.
Let me tell you a story. about a beer. Rooted in the heart of America. Found in a community where a handshake is a sure contract. Brewed for those who found opportunity in challenge and hope in tomorrow. Raised by generations, willing to sip, share, risk, remember. This is a story bigger than beer. This is the story of the American spirit.
No, this is the story we tell after we advertise our beer with a girl with a penis.
Pretty much.
That's what it is. No. Yeah. So that's the redemption. I didn't think it was very good. I mean, you know, okay, they tried. But American spirit. I mean, look, I mean, I don't trust them anymore. I mean, how do we know the Clydesdale isn't in Appaloosa with makeup and socks on? Yeah, it could be a Transdale. We don't fucking know. I mean, I don't trust them, and I think there's so much of this out there. It's just too late. We've got a meme.
We do.
Proving it's too late. This is a new meme from this week. There you go. And if you're a Seinfeld fan like I am, you can imagine George saying this. You ordered Bud Light? Now everyone's going to think we're gay, Jerry. No, I mean, it's not going to stop. It's over for them. On the Bud Light thing, they screwed the pooch on that one.
All they're going to do is rebrand it. That's all they're going to rebrand it. They're going to repackage it, and it'll fly off the shelves when they do. That's all.
I'll count on Kid Rock telling me what the rebranding name is when he shoots up their 12 packs or 20. But they used to sell beer by just getting you to like the brand. Okay, Americans drink beer. And we just got to pick which one we want to drink. So most of the beer commercials, and especially Bud Light was great at it, they used humor. You know, I mean, we don't plan on a Saturday night going out with some friends, having a few brewskis, so we relax, cut up a little bit, enjoy life. We don't sit there worrying about who can use which bathroom. You know, it's our escape from the rigors of life and the insanity of our media and our leaders. So if you put us in the right mood, we're going to be with you. Bud used to do that. This is what they forgot all about when the wokesters took over the corporation. This is what they used to do.
Sir Jeremy, you are a true friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Madam Susan, you are an even truer friend of the crown. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
What is that?
This is a spiced honey mead wine that I have really been into lately. So, dilly dilly, right?
Please follow Sir Brad. He's going to give you a private tour of the Pit of Misery.
I'm sorry, what?
Pit of Misery, dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Here's to the friends you can always count on. Bud Light, brewed to be America's favorite light lager.
Dilly dilly, bitches. I mean, that was good stuff. You know, woke killed Budweiser, rest in peace. The brand's in big trouble. Hey, quick aside, Slim. I know we talked about this when the first show first came out a few years ago, but have you seen these Dr. Pimple Popper commercials?
Yeah, they're gross.
Apparently, the show got renewed. I like to be honest, and there's no way I'm ever going to watch
this show. It's disgusting.
But for some strange reason, I find the commercials rather arousing. Why?
That's why.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why.
You still don't want to watch.
No, but my response to the arousal seems more reasonable. Well, now that you've pointed it out, thank you. One of our streams is having connections issues. Whose stream?
Oh no, we're back.
Now, San Francisco Police Department will stop releasing most mugshots to combat racial bias. So we don't, you can take it down. It's just too ridiculous. We don't let you know the race of the perpetrator to help us catch him, find him, and protect the public. Because it's racist to tell you the race. I'm sorry. Believe me, if it was a white guy who did the crime, they wouldn't be doing this.
Well, even here on our scanners anymore, they won't say, you know, black male. They'll say Bravo Mike. You know, we know, but they didn't used to. They'd always used to be black.
San Francisco won't even do that now.
I mean, it's terrible. Terrible.
The slow motion societal suicide apparently has accelerated. So, and now the moment you long for every week, and I know you're out there yelling at your screen,
Sip, where's the stupid criminal? Where's the stupid criminal?
Here is Off the Hook Radio 2.0's Stupid Criminal of the Week. This is 51-year-old Tedria Fluellen of Houston, Texas.
Oh boy, here we go.
There you go. Now,
I just puked a little.
Ms. Fluellen tried to convert a gay male.
How, looking like that?
Well, she had sex with him 4 times. She's a former Worthington High School teacher's aide. She was sentenced to 14 years in prison after she was charged for having sexual relationships with a student. She was 51 at the time, admitted, and this was in 2019, so she's 3 years older now, so God only knows what she looks like. I could see how that would turn you gay, but anyway, I'm sorry. That was probably inappropriate, but it was funny. Fuck you.
Imagine the smell.
Oh, the teen that she's with, her grandmother reported the affair after finding sexually explicit text messages on the boy's cell phone. The grandmother said she trusted her. The grandson was 16 when the sexual encounter started. He had a learning disability, was in special education programs. And this lady would have the mom drop him off at school early in the morning saying, she was going to help him out, and then she would take him to the closet.
She fit in a closet?
Well, maybe it was the utility closet.
Wow.
The school officials told officers they had sex 4 times at different locations. The boy also told the police that Fluellen once told him, "You don't have to be gay." The boy's aunt did explain he likes boys. He's expressed that to us. So she said she was doing it to convince him not to like boys. So apparently her falling upon the court saying she was doing God's work did not work even in Texas. 14 years for the attempted conversion.
There is no way in hell. No.
Oh, well, the boy has a learning disability. So that could explain why 4 times with that.
Man, there's just no way. You can't even brown bag that.
You can't walk down the hallway in school and high five over that.
Nah,
you can't brag with friends about that.
Not at all. That's one you hide.
No. We've had a lot of these, and the teachers most of the times are, you know,
pretty decent looking.
Hell. Yeah.
Nah, what the
In breaking news, it was broke 3 days ago, but shut up. It was the day I wrote it in my show post. The Democrats have chosen Chicago for the 2024 convention. I told you I know about history. Apparently nobody in the DNC reads about it or remembers 1968. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it the hell up. You should know. Anyway, it seems the citizenry of Chicago was thrilled, and they took to the streets in celebration this weekend.
Damn!
Dale!
Oh shit, oh my god.
Damn.
It goes on and on and on. That was Saturday night. There was stuff Friday night. There was stuff Sunday night. And of course, the politicians in Chicago made excuses. But this is the loop. This is like where business gets done, where people actually go to enjoy Chicago. You know, it's horrible. Compton had like 150 teenagers bust into a convenience store and just stole everything, while the poor clerk had to hide in the bathroom, locked in there, fearing for his life.
And then the new mayor said something stupid about it too. You know, I mean,
the old mayor said something stupid about it.
Well, the new mayor was even worse. I mean,
yeah, you got to understand the frustrations of these children.
Well, fuck that. That gives them a free ticket to tear down their city, just like before when they tore down, you know, what city was it after the
yeah, I blame day. Parents and I blame the politicians that let parents get away with it. We have to stop tolerating people who don't know how to act in a civilized society. People like that are thugs and criminals. They need rehabilitated, or they need to be gone as an incarcerated. Well, and, you know, these kids, if you give them a chance, will they take it? I hope so. I don't know if they will. I'm not an expert on race relations or anything else, but I'm just telling you, this is the city where we're going to have the DNC convention. This is going to be effing wild. I'm kind of looking forward to it. You've got to wait till next summer, but that's all right. So the corrupt old fart that somehow thinks he will be renominated in Chicago. Then he had a rough week in Ireland. He was there 5 days, no press availability, no joint presser with the leader. So what the fuck's he doing? We almost found out. Turns out his itinerary for his trip was found laying in the streets of Belfast.
Yeah, that's fucking great.
Just laying there. Yeah, now they found it. They turned it into the Secret Service. But I mean, seriously, Joe, everybody knows your secret documents either go into the garage or they go into your storage rental in Chinatown or your other house or the University of Pennsylvania or, oh, fuck, never mind. Should have been a blowjob. That was a line of the night. I didn't say it, but it was great. also want to point out U.S. women's hockey won the world championship yesterday. We whooped Canada, who had beaten us the last four championships, which would be the Worlds and Olympics. We came back. We whooped them 6-3 in Canada. And the Wokers might be a little pissed off about this. And we got a little picture. That's them right at the end of the game. Just getting all excited. USA, USA, USA. I've got to point out a couple things for the Wokers, because they're still probably traumatized if they actually watched it. The U.S. women's hockey team is all white. So obviously they're racist, you know, because you should have had some people of color on there, even if they weren't good enough to make the team. They should have been on there because they're people of color, because you know that's how it is, or you're racist. Make it even worse, though, when they all lined up there at the end, you know, they're going to get their medals and stuff, or they got their medals. They all sang the national anthem with enthusiasm, even the gay members. And there are quite a few gay members on our team. That's fine. But nobody kneeled. Many of them were waving flags or wearing them over, you know, and raising them up and stuff. I'm sure Megan Rapinoe and the woke soccer chicks probably needed counseling today after seeing that. And to make it even worse, and homophobic and racist, not one single American woman hockey player needs a jock strap. So we got that going for us. Oh, and one last thing just to piss off the Wokers. This is breaking news today.
I love this.
This should get some snot bubbles going on the left.
I love this.
Fox has signed a 3-year, $40 million deal for Roseanne Barr to run a morning show opposite The View. This will be on Fox Network. And it'll be Roseanne, who is anything but woke.
This is gonna be fun.
And I told her her comedy special was quite good considering she hadn't done it in a long time, and she's in her mid-70s, and she only had a few pauses and stuff. Her material was good, her delivery was good. The voice gets a little irritating now and then, but her jokes were like on point. She made people uncomfortable, and then she pounded in there. She was good, and she hadn't done this shit in probably a decade or more. Now she's gonna have a TV show where they have a chance to like script out what they're gonna do, like we do. She's gonna kill it. There is a rumor that Gina Carano, the woman who got fired from Disney from The Mandalorian, because you know she's a famous kickboxer, she used to be a champion kickboxer, and she put out a tweet that they didn't like because they didn't think it was sensitive, and they canned her from her gig. She might be one of the panelists, which would be good because she could beat up the entire. Well, I also want to wish happy birthday to my third birthday to my four-legged grandson. You got Mad Max?
I do. I was sorry. I was
there. He is. That's Mad Max, the birthday boy. He seems really thrilled about the friggin' hat. We call him Bullethead because if anybody has a Frenchie, you know their heads are as hard as concrete. And tomorrow he will have a new brother named Archer, who is another French bulldog. So poor Norm, the Dachshund, he's in the middle. He's going to have two bullet heads attacking him. I feel for you, Normie. Anyway, it's time for memes of the week. Slim, what do you got?
Well, we'll do Rex, even though he was not here with us tonight, because he did send one in anticipation that he was going to be here. So I'm not saying that Darth Vader choking people that annoyed him was right. I'm just saying that I understand.
Yeah. Throat punch would work too, but Darth Vader, yeah, he did that.
Oh, yeah, throat punch. You know.
Luke,
someone.
I am your father.
If someone pisses you off, you look at them, start counting to 10, and when you get to 8, you throat punch them because they're not expecting it at 8. Here's yours.
Mine?
Yeah,
I couldn't put this on Facebook. But back in my day, blowing a tranny was an automotive issue. Just saying.
That's right. Facebook would have nailed you for that one. Jesus Christ.
Well, I just got off suspension like 3 days ago and they're still throttling me. So I'm trying to behave.
Yeah, here's mine for you this week. Going in lines with good old Hunter, or the documents being left in Ireland. The only secure document in D.C. is obviously Epstein's client list.
Yeah, we still haven't seen that shit.
Yeah, no, we sure have not. So,
all right. And you've got an ad?
Yeah.
Our 10-second ad.
Commercial-free music, 24/7. Download the app. It's at the very bottom of the zoneoutradio.com website where you can download the app for Google or for Android, or just listen to zoneoutradio.com. Commercial-free music, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I did 90s a couple times last week, 80s one day last week, so. You know, different things.
When's reggae coming on again?
I got to actually program a reggae list. That's the thing. And it takes time to sit down and program a list. But I will. I'll do a reggae. Well, I'll get you one. And
you tell me when it's coming on. I'll get some ganja.
I will. Subscribe to us. We stream live on YouTube, but all the archives are on Rumble because YouTube hates us. Because, you know, we're Republican. We're right. We're not. You're not a Republican. So we're right. So they
and you can
us.
Watch Rumble on your TVs. You go to your app thing and look up Rumble. You don't even have to subscribe to us or even sign in. They'll just let you play it.
Yeah, I was watching it on my 65-inch TV in the living room just for shits and giggles. So yeah, make sure rumble.offlookradio.com. So that's all I got.
Okay. And to close, we will, as always, show you the sweetest thing I saw this week. A lot of moms will identify this. Raising kids isn't easy, but it is the best thing there is to do in life. So here for your enjoyment is Mama Bear. Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Oh, oh yeah.